So it's already starting to happen. You might have received an invitation, or maybe you're starting to make plans yourself. Friends are unfreezing their wedding plans. Social events are landing in your calendar in quick succession again. It's almost a bit anxiety triggering, all this socializing again, isn't it? But what to wear? Those clothes you bought online during lockdown don't fit anymore. You can't just wear the good UGG boots. Yeah, everyone's got two pairs of UGG boots, right? But you can't wear the good ones. And do you have a pair of heels to wear? Do they still fit? Can you still walk in heels? After 3 years of working from home with nothing to wear and nowhere to go, have we forgotten what a dress code is all about? What is casual anymore anyway? And what is formal? And what does black tie even mean? What does it mean for women? That's the other thing. Often you see black tie on an invitation with no indication of what it is for women. It's a nightmare. And what if you're organising one of these events? How descriptive can you be in announcing the dress code? What does festive formal mean, for God's sake? Please give me some clarity on what you're doing and how you're interpreting all this. You can text me now, 0418226576, or you can tweet me at RN Drive. Full disclosure, I am wearing a tux right now. I'm off to the opera tonight with my lovely wife. It just so happened that I had to wear it on the way into work. But look, I'm going to make it a thing now. I think Tuxedo Tuesdays has a certain ring to it, and it's only the best for RN Drive listeners like you. Perhaps the Australian's fashion editor, Glynis Traill-Nash, can give me some clear direction here to avoid some of these fashion faux pas. Glynis, welcome to RN Drive.
Andy, nice to be here.
You're about the only person I can ask just straight out of the blocks, what are you wearing at the moment?
Oh, gosh. Well, there you go. I know what you're wearing, and it is a tuxedo because I asked for photographic evidence, and it's very impressive.
What do you think? You like? Yeah.
Look, yeah, very nice. I'm in a plum cord blazer, actually, giving a bit of colour out, and a bit of a pussy bow blouse with some licorice all sorts on it. It's actually, alarmingly, I found that in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, Johnny Depp version, there is actually a photo. He actually wears almost this identical outfit. And when I realised that when I was wearing it one day, I was both alarmed and delighted, shall we say.
Oh, you'll make friends with Augustus Galoop, no problem. Of course, it is different now after the pandemic. We've grown out of our clothes, or they went mouldy, certainly on the east coast of Australia, if that's where you're listening to tonight. And certainly some of the fashion norms have changed. When I got this invitation in the mail, it said black tie. I'm like, oh, good Lord, what is black tie now? And my wife said, what is black tie for a woman? It's a fair question.
It is a fair question. And I look, dress codes are perpetually perplexing, even though you kind of get things written in black and white as to what people want you to wear. Often people ignore them. I've seen that for years doing the, social events and stuff as part of my job. Look, for women, black tie really is one of the most formal things you're going to be wearing, and it really means full length, to be honest.
Full length. Does it mean dress, though? Because,
well, not necessarily. I am a very big fan of a woman in a tuxedo myself, and a tuxedo would be perfectly acceptable. If you were to wear, even a simple, it really has to be elevated. Black tie really is that. I mean, the only thing above black tie is white tie, and that's like steak dinners and things like that, So it's very much, it's expected to be a full-length dress for women, or a tuxedo even for women, and a tuxedo black tie for men. Of course, everyone's playing around with that on the, things like the Oscars red carpet these days, of course. So that makes it even more confusing.
So you see, normal people, like ordinary average people like me, find it a little bit threatening where we have to be creative about it. We just want to be told. We just want to be told. We want to fit in. We don't want to be too out there. We don't want to be too underdressed. We don't want to be too overdressed. And I'm happy to take direction. Well, why can't we go back to that?
I do think that the taking direction is good. It is helpful. And I know that, some of the examples you were citing earlier, festive formal or whatever, that is so open to interpretation. And I do love the idea, as per some recent articles, that, people are, putting Pinterest boards together so that their guests might have an idea of what festive formal actually means. And I think that can be incredibly helpful. Of course, some people will always ignore nearly 2 decades now, and I can tell you the amount of times I have been to the Melbourne Cup and people pretty much flout the rules that are, you know, supposedly quite strict rules, you know, they absolutely ignore them. And every year I think, should I just say wear what you want because you're going to anyway?
Yeah, it just seems like a little bit of instruction would go a long way here, but certainly it could go the opposite way and you attended an event and the host is very specific about what you must wear, possibly for the Instagram effect of the photos that they want to take at the event, and that can be a bit much too. If you just tuned in, the Australian's fashion editor, Glynis Traill-Nash, is here helping me to come to terms with the emerging post-pandemic fashion, should we say, and whether or not a dress code is still a thing. Have you noticed that blurring of the line between casual and formal now? I mean, do we have clear divisions of what that means?
Look, I think we're still trying to work out what to wear to work. You know, I mean, after we all sort of stopped working from home and started sneaking back into the office, you open that wardrobe and you go, oh, hell, what did I used to wear? And does it even feel appropriate anymore? So I think there's a bit of that anxiety coming through for social events as well. And, you know, the heels thing for women. Now, in the fashion sense, heels are kind of really well on the way out. But you don't always want to wear a pair of trainers, which you can wear with a suit to work now. Great. But do you want to wear that to an event? Maybe you might wear a pair of sequin trainers. That might elevate it a little. But certainly, like, embellished flats, crystal flats, that kind of thing, that's totally, totally fine now. And I think a lot of women will breathe a sigh of relief over that. But there will always be women, I think, that, you know, they'd never feel quite polished enough unless they're in a heel. So it does come down to personal taste a bit. But trends have changed a little, I think, and they're certainly more of a sense, I think people want more of a sense of ease now. They want to feel relaxed. But elegant.
Mm. But not tracky dacks.
Definitely not. Never tracky dacks. Not ever. Not out of the house.
What about just to the shops, just quickly? Just milk. No, like, just milk, not a big
just
shop.
Just milk, but not with Ugg boots. Like, do not be doing
standards.
And Ugg boots.
Standards must be maintained. I like
some
it. On the text line 0418226576, you're getting pretty involved here. One texter writes, women, of course, can wear tuxes too. Yes, of course. Another one says, why are women the only gender that black tie, doesn't matter to? Of course, I think we've covered that. This one too, Andy, don't use the repulsive Americanism tuxedo. Apparently it's a dinner suit. Have I got that right, Glynis?
Possibly. Certainly,
okay.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, let me try you on this then. What about the Tasmanian tuxedo? Does that count? Adam in Grafton has chipped in with that one. That has become formal wear during the pandemic. That is the new formal wear.
So, look, actually, this is interesting. I've never heard the term. I've heard the Canadian tuxedo. I've heard the Texan tuxedo. I've never heard the Tasmanian tuxedo. So is that a tracksuit, perhaps?
That is a puffer jacket. That is a puffer jacket.
Wow,
yeah.
Nice.
There you are.
Wow.
See? Oh, I've just given you your idea for your next column.
Thank you. I need those.
Of course, we know the British take on dress codes is pretty serious at times. Here's an exchange involving Nick Kyrgios after his match at Wimbledon overnight.
We all know the Wimbledon dress code rules are very strict. Mm. Why then would you walk onto centre court with bright red trainers on and do an interview in a red cap?
Because I do what I want.
Nick Kyrgios, wearing his red shoes on court, very much a no-no. How strict, really, should dress codes be adhered to, Glynis?
Look, Kyrgios is an interesting one because he's a bit of a brat, really, isn't he? Mm. So, look, some competitions are going to be stricter than others. Wimbledon, obviously, I think is the strictest of all those kind of tennis codes. And I think it's a bit out of order to be doing that. But, you know, that said, and I'm going to contradict myself here, talking about spring racing, I do think that there are some rules that need to be broken at some times. If you think back to when Jean Shrimpton went to the Melbourne Cup back in the 60s, that was the most shocking thing Australia had seen for a number of reasons. It wasn't just that she was wearing a very short mini dress, or short by those standards in those days. She didn't wear stockings. She wore a man's watch. There were all these different elements to the outfit that made it quite shocking, and it absolutely flew in the face of the spring race and carnival dress code. Now, it's still the single most memorable moment in the Melbourne Cup's history, to my mind. So I think that was a great instance. And also it pushed the event into the modern age.
Yeah.
So I think there are those moments that they're pivotal, but I think sometimes people like Kyrgios maybe just be a bit of a brat.
Somehow I don't think me turning up to the opera tonight in a Tasmanian tuxedo is going to cause as much forward kind of momentum to the fashion industry. Glynis, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music, and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.